Now let's put our classes of analgesics together and summarize them. The non-opioids, which are NSAIDs and APAP, both inhibit the synthesis of prostaglandins and have a ceiling to their efficacy, meaning giving more milligram after the ceiling dose does you no good, simply because the effect levels off. The effect is a little higher for NSAIDs with the exception of aspirin and APAP. Aspirin and APAP are similar with respect to their analgesic effects. However, the rest of the NSAIDs are slightly more effective. In contrast, opioids act in the brain and the spinal cord at their respective receptors to produce analgesia. They don't inhibit prostaglandins. Narcotics have unlimited efficacy, meaning the more milligram you give, the more pain relief you will get. There is no pain that narcotics cannot relieve. All pain can be relieved. The limit with narcotics is the drug toxicity, not its efficacy. At some point, the narcotics will cause respiratory depression and apnea. The principle here is that we can titrate more and more narcotics to effect. How far can we go? How big of a dose is safe? The more we give, the more effect we'll get. But how much is enough? And how do we accomplish that? The NSAIDs, that's already dictated. We already know their ceiling doses. And giving above that dose does us no good.